Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for life and the blessings that you so freely give us, and help us to share a portion of these blessings with others. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following quote. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path, and leave a trail. By Ralph Emerson, an American philosopher and poet. While Jean enjoyed her work as a substitute teacher, her heart was in starting a daycare for preschool children. So soon she would end her contract as a substitute and focus her efforts on starting a daycare business. Jean had no regrets about ending her time as a sub because she always had the habit of looking forward to the future and not looking backwards to what has been. She had the attitude that even in death, as believers, we need to look forward, recognizing the promise of everlasting life right in front of us. But as one of her favorite verses of Scripture in John 11:26 admonishes us, we just have to believe that we will never die. And as she mentioned to Al on occasion, like everyone, she knew physical death comes to us all. She just desired not to go violently, like in a drowning, as she mentioned to Al once. While she had learned to swim, she just didn't like being around a lot of water. Nevertheless, Jean believed that the purpose of looking forward was in setting goals, then going about the business of trying to reach those goals. Jean's main purpose at this stage of her life was to establish a daycare business. With this in mind, she began to acquire a lot of materials, including developing fancy business cards with the name for her new business, which was called Blooming Birds Daycare. She also had accumulated daycare items, such as tables, chairs, and games, many from her sister's already established daycare. The only thing that she needed now was a facility to start her new daycare center. So, the search was on to find a house for her impending new business. Jean and Al began to look at several houses that would serve as a facility to operate a daycare center. Most of these houses were older units that were located on the opposite side of the city from where they lived. But they were determined to obtain a house they thought would be a good fit to start a center. Unfortunately, the area where they were searching for houses was some 30 minutes from their home. They did not realize it at the time, but it was a blessing not to have purchased one of them for a daycare because they were located at such a long distance from where they lived. At such a distance, they knew it would be difficult to come and go to the daycare. Not only that, but the houses they looked at seemed to require too much extra work to bring them up to standard for a daycare business. But the main obstacle was that most of the houses they visited were just too expensive. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Greetings. My name is William Porter. First of all, I'm an author and write inspirational books. And in particular, I write about the experiences people have that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes even miraculous. To date, I've published 3 books. Life in the Spirit is my first book, and it's a compilation of 15 short stories, true stories of personal experiences. And with many of these experiences, the people I've talked to truly believe that they are divinely influenced. Heaven Can't Wait is my second book, and is a fictional account about how the lead character, a young woman, by searching for the man of her dreams, tries to find that proverbial heaven on earth. Of course, the various characters in this book, including the lead character, had a lot of pitfalls in pursuing this quest. Whether the goal was for fortune, fame, or, like the book's lead character, Maggie, getting the man of her dreams. My third and most recent book is entitled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People, which, like my first book, is a non-fictional account of people's experiences. And I'm announcing today that my fourth book will be coming out soon. And it's a sequel to my second book, Heaven Can't Wait. You don't want to miss this novel to find out what happened to Maggie, that young woman who is the lead character. The second thing I do professionally is provide workshops for beginning writers and prospective authors. So if you're interested in writing your own book, I can help. Think about it. What better way to document your family's history, for example, than by having a permanent written record in the form of a book? And then the third thing I do is that I'm the host of my own radio show, Storytelling Time, which airs from 6 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time every Monday on the Every.Black web channel. On this show, I recite portions of the stories in my books, but I also conduct interviews with entrepreneurs about how God is a reality in their lives, especially as it relates to their business. My motto with respect to the books I've written is in the form of a question, and that question is, wouldn't you like to read some good news for a change? You know, there's so much bad news out there. It's difficult for anyone to remain positive these days and to be uplifted. And that's what my books are all about. Compelling stories that are uplifting and inspirational. So, if you'd like more information about what I do professionally, visit my website at williamporterlife.com. And my email address is waporter4995@yahoo.com. So remember, despite your current situation, there's always more good things coming your way. Have a great day. Welcome back. One Saturday morning, Jean and Al decided to go to the shopping center down the street from where they lived. It was only a 10-minute drive from their home. About halfway to the shopping center, they passed a small house that had a sign in the front yard indicating that it was for rent. So, with Al knowing that he and Jean had looked for weeks for a place to have their center, he saw an opportunity. It seemed that God had finally provided a breakthrough to allow Jean to have a facility to start her daycare. At one point, she even considered using the garage of her house as the facility to start the business. But she knew that would mean adhering to certain home business laws, which would be difficult to get around come tax preparation time. But as far as looking for a facility outside of her home, Jean was first concerned because all of the houses she had seen before were for sale. The house they saw on the way to the shopping center that day, well, that one was different. It was for rent. Jean agreed with Al to take a look at the house, so they called the realtor. It was good that Jean and Al did not buy a house they had looked at before, because that would have meant a long-term commitment, and they didn't need that. And while Jean was very serious about starting her daycare, she realized that at the beginning, both she and Al were testing the waters, you might say. One reason why they wanted to be deliberate in their entering the daycare business was because they had been under a mountain of debt. Recently, however, they had been able to pay off most of their bills. Now, for the first time in several years, Al had enough extra cash to do some things that he and Jean really wanted to do, like going to the movies and eating out, as well as doing other recreational types of things that they had not been able to do before. So, As Al and Jean would begin to start the daycare, it was decided among them that Jean would take care of all the expenses relating to her new facility, while Al would pay the rent for the house. It turned out that the amount of money required for the rent that Al had to pay was about the same amount of extra cash that he had accumulated on a monthly basis up to that time. The only bills they had now were for basic items like mortgage payments and other essential household expenses. So, for Al, it was a bittersweet situation financially. On the one hand, he would be able to take care of the rental payment each month without it being a huge burden. But on the other hand, he would now not have much extra cash to do some of the fun recreational things like they could do before the purchase of the rental house. But they were ready to make the sacrifice. Soon, Jean and Al began to get the rental house ready for daycare. By November, the daycare was open for business. Meanwhile, Jean was able to get three babies to care for. Before too long, Jean had been caring for her babies, whose names were Sanderson, Safari, and Den, all by herself since the daycare opened in November. She would get up early in the morning to prepare the facility for the baby's arrival. Then, after the parents dropping them off, she had the daily routine of doing all the things that new parents need to do to their babies, including feeding them baby food and giving a milk bottle, playing with them, and, most importantly, putting them to sleep, which would not come until early afternoon. And, oh yeah, almost forgot the changing of diapers. We'll be back after the following messages.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another nonfictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. Yes, Jean had a routine going for the first few weeks of her work at the daycare center. She had been able to get one of her nieces, Jill, to help her. They managed the daycare quite well through the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. Al had spent a few days with Jean after her initial diagnosis, then returned to Charleston to finish up his work before retiring by the end of the year. By the first of the new year, Al had retired from his job as a chef and had returned to Columbia to live with his family on a permanent basis. He looked forward to, for the first time in years, sleeping late each morning. But Jean had other plans for him. She had already established a routine of running the daycare, but after a while, she realized that she needed help. Well, guess what? Al was there to provide that help. Jean continued to be busy with her daycare, getting up and making the 10-minute drive to her facility. By this time, she had stopped her weekly medical treatments and was only taking prescribed medication to help sustain her body. What had helped quite a bit from the time Jean first started the daycare was assistance from her niece, who was not employed at the time and therefore had the time to help Jean at the daycare. Since both Jean's daughters were still working full-time, Jill came to the center on a regular basis and helped with various chores. She was really a lifesaver for Jean. As Jean thought further about the amount of work that she had running the center, she said to herself, "Oh, wait a minute. Let me get that husband of mine in here and do some of this work." Yes, Al was home now and available for work in the daycare. Before long, Jean just came out and told Al one day. Hey, he was still in the bed. But anyway, she told him she needed help in doing the business down at the daycare. "Okay, Al, you've rested long enough," she told him. "Come on and go with me to help at the daycare. You need to go ahead and get up now," she said to him. So, Al did just that and began to help Jean with her daycare business by getting up with her each morning. Yes, they traveled, not together, but in separate vehicles to the facility. So Jean would continue to make the short trip from her house to the daycare in her own vehicle every morning to work her new business. She would get up at 5 so she could dress and be at the daycare by 7. By early afternoon, Al would be eager to leave the daycare and attend to various errands of his own. So now Al worked right alongside Jean in her new daycare facility, at least in the morning hours. But while he was there during those morning hours, Al would first help prep the daycare by vacuuming the carpet. After that, he would do other things to help Jean get everything ready for the babies. The parents would soon arrive and leave their babies between 7:30 and 8 in the morning each day. Jean would make sure that they be active and well taken care of. She and Al would take them to the Harget department store each morning. The store was only a short walk from the daycare. So, at about 10, everyone would head to the Harget store just to get away from the daycare facility for a while. Jean and Al had to prepare a triple-deck stroller she had purchased earlier from a friend and tuck the babies into that contraption so that they were comfortable and snug. The babies, like their caretakers, were also eager to get out, to leave that daycare facility for a while. The babies, not being in the world for very long, for they were less than 6 months old, and they were amazed at simple things, like vehicles passing and other people walking around. On one occasion, after leaving the daycare, one of them was frightened to see a huge truck passing by on the street in front of the daycare facility and started crying. Of course, they were quickly comforted by Al and Jean, as well as by Jill whenever she was available to help. Daughter Sonia would take up that responsibility later. Soon, they all would arrive at the Harget store. And after about a half hour of pushing the babies around and Jean doing a little shopping, they all would come back to the daycare center. When they arrived at the store, Jean would sometimes purchase odds and ends for the center. But it was a relief sometimes to just get out of the daycare itself and be refreshed. Once everyone had come back to the daycare, the babies would be fed, and after that, usually, they were ready to take their mid-afternoon nap at about 2 o'clock or so. You know, how Jean and Al looked forward to that. On a good day, the babies would be asleep for about 2 hours. This would give Jean and Al a chance to rest, eat lunch themselves, and do more planning for the remainder of the day and for the next day's activities at the center. To keep the babies asleep, things would have to be very quiet around the daycare. It seemed as though the babies, though fast asleep, were very sensitive to any sounds. So Al and Jean, as well as Jill and Sonia when they were available to help, had to be very careful not to wake the babies up. Even a cough or a sneeze could trigger at least one of them to toss and turn a little in their crib. Al made this happen one time. The baby's resting would give Jean an opportunity to sleep herself in a bedroom in the back of the house that had a king-size bed in it. When the babies awoke, they would be fed, and it was not too long after that when their parents would come by to pick them up, usually by around 4:30. Both Jean and Al would look forward to the babies being picked up and going home themselves for dinner, resting, and getting ready for the next day at the daycare. We're going to take a break now, and we'll finish this show when we return. Stay with us.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
Welcome back. Our scripture for today comes from Psalms 37, 4. This verse of scripture says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Jean ended up getting the daycare that she really wanted, but it was only after she was blessed with a building to support a daycare facility she could handle. This meant not only having a facility that she and Al could afford, but also one that was close enough to their home where they could easily get back and forth to it so that she could better manage the facility on a daily basis. This would be especially important in the coming days as Jean would need help running the facility because of her health. Of course, God knew all this, so through a series of events, Jean and Al were able to secure a place that was just right for them. A place where Jean could have the desire of her heart to operate a daycare center. Yes, Jean and Al had continued to search for the right house to have a daycare. So they continued to have the faith that they would get it. But as it turned out, just as things looked dim as far as securing a place for that purpose, God stepped in and, through the circumstance of them seeing the availability of a rental house on their way to a local shopping area, their faith led to positive results. Yes, Jesus was certainly a lifeline for Jean, helping her to obtain the daycare center she had long desired to have. And the calmness she displayed all during her illness was because she knew Jesus was her sunshine. He made such a difference in her life. Our virtual song is coming next. Well, that's all for now. And remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.